Shalom Aleichem, everybody. As mentioned in the last FMM, the third pais, the third lottery of the morning, chose who would bring the ktores on the inner golden mizbeach this morning. We discussed that a Kohen could only participate in this lottery if he had never in his life brought the ktores before. This job is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we discussed why that is so in the last FMM. And today, in Mitzvah Shem, we will begin discussing the avoda of bringing the ktores in the morning, based, as always, on the Mishnayos in Maseches Tamid and on the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. After the Kohen cleans out and relights most of the lamps of the menorah, and after the inner Mizbeach has been cleaned out from yesterday's Ktores, we begin getting ready to bring the Ktores. First, all of the Kohanim are cleared out of the Beis HaMikdash. No other Kohen is allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash when the Ktores is brought, and they cannot come back into the Beis HaMikdash until after the Ktores is brought, until after the Kohen who brought the Ktores leaves the Beis HaMikdash. As we will see, there are actually two Kohanim who are part of bringing the Ktores, but even that second Kohen must leave the Beis HaMikdash before the Ktores is brought. Why? Why is that? Why can't Kohanim be in the Beis HaMikdash when the Ktores is brought? A number of Mefarshim, including the Rambam, offer various explanations, and perhaps one can suggest another idea. In the last FMM, we discussed how the Ktores is a segula for wealth, for material wealth. That is a recurring theme whenever Ktores is brought up in Chazal, in Chasidus, and in later Torah literature as well. So perhaps one can suggest that wealth is of course important. It certainly makes our avodas Hashem easier, but it's not absolutely critical for us in order to serve Hashem. We'll discuss this idea in a future FMM as well, Amitz Hashem. But for now, perhaps the Kohanim have to leave the Beis HaMikdash when the Ktores is brought so as not to make such a spectacle about it, to downplay the Ktores. They're not downplaying the Ktores as an avoda chas v'shalom. It is of course a tremendously critical component of the avoda. But perhaps we need to downplay the segula that it has, the wealth that it brings. One can imagine some people gawking at the Ktores, or some people staring jealously at the Kohen bringing the Ktores. Perhaps the Kohanim are cleared out of the Beis HaMikdash to send the message to them and to us. There's no problem with wealth. The opposite. Use it as a tool to serve Hashem. But here and now in the Beis HaMikdash, the focus is on the Avoda itself. Don't get distracted by the segula of the Ktores. Just focus on serving Hashem and getting close to Him. So all of the Kohanim are cleared out of the Beis HaMikdash, and after that, the Kohen who will bring the Ktores gets a kli. The kli is called a bazach. A bazach is a golden bowl, and this bazach is filled with Ktores, overflowing with Ktores. And to make sure that none of the overflowing Ktores spills on the floor, the bazach is placed in another kli, a large bowl called a kaf. So this Kohen carries the kaf with the bazach inside, and the bazach is filled, overflowing with Ktores. And then another Kohen, the Rambam says this is the Kohen that was zochet to perform Chumas Adeshen. That was the first avoda of the day, Chumas Adeshen, cleaning some of the ashes from the outer Mizbeach. We discussed Chumas Adeshen in FMM number 7. That Kohen, again, according to the Rambam, now has another job. Actually, I'll add parenthetically that as we discussed, he has more than one job. He performed Chumas Adeshen. He brought wood to the outer Mizbeach. And now he has a third job to bring, again, all according to the Rambam, to bring a machta, a shovel, a fire pan to get coals from the outer Mizbeach and bring those coals to the inner Mizbeach to burn the Ktores. As we learned in FMM number 8, there are three different fires on top of the outer Mizbeach, and one of those fires is called the Ma'areches HaKtores, the fire of the Ktores. The Ktores is only burned on the inner Mizbeach, but in order to burn the Ktores, you need fire. And the inner Mizbeach does not have a fire of its own. The fire that's used on the inner Mizbeach to burn the Ktores is taken from the Ma'areches HaKtores, from the fire on the outer Mizbeach. So this second Kohen takes a machta, he takes a fire pan, and he fills it with burning coals from top of the Mizbeach. Interestingly, this machta, this fire pan, is made of silver, not gold. Most of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash are made of gold, but this is made of silver. The Kohen takes the silver fire pan, full of burning coals, he comes down from the top of the Mizbeach and he pours those coals into a smaller golden machta. We'll discuss, Emir Tzashem, in a future FMM, what happens to the coals that spill out when transferring the coals from the larger silver pan to the smaller golden pan. The question is, though, why did he start with a silver pan if he was just going to switch the coals to a golden pan? The Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis says that sticking the pan into the fire, gathering the coals from the burning fire on top of the Arum Mizbeach every day, would damage the fire pan. It has to be replaced pretty frequently, and silver is less expensive than gold. And Chazal took the financial needs of Bnei Yisrael into consideration and didn't require that a golden machta that would have to be replaced a lot be used to stick into the fire and gather the coals. And that's why he uses a silver pan, and he transfers the coals to a golden pan. And now these two Kohanim, one with the Ktores and one with a golden fire pan full of burning coals, enter the Beis HaMikdash together. In the next FMM, we'll continue the Avoda of bringing the Ktores, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tz Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.